Henry, Sefa, and the rest of the boys were playing rugby. They caught the ball. They ran to their score. One of them passed the ball to Henry. He ran and ran across the field. Sefa cut through the field and yelled, "Henry! Henry, pass!" Henry didn't pass. He sprinted to the corner. He sprinted to the corner to score. Smack! Henry fell over. The other team won. Suddenly the bell rang. As they walked to class, Sefa was still going on about the game. With quarter one, he said, In class, Sefa was drawing a picture of Henry falling over, and he showed the others, and they started to laugh. Miss Bonsu saw Sefa, and she asked him what he was doing. Sefa said, "I'm just showing them my picture of Henry falling over." Miss Bonsu said that there was a competition for the best logo, and Henry had a good idea for the logo, and Sefa copied him. Sefa stood up and showed Miss Bonsu his idea. Miss Bonsu said, "Sefa, that's a great idea. How did you think of that?" Henry was shocked that Sefa copied him. The next day, Henry was sitting by himself. The other boys was with Sefa. He didn't want Sefa to copy him again. The next day, they only had a couple of days to finish their logos. Sefa watched Henry. He thought he was a magician. His pencil was his one. Images came off the page. He looked over to Sefa. The class was working in silence. I thought about what I would have done in Henry's place when the bell rang. When the bell rang, I still had no answer. As the boys walked past, Sefa was drinking from the water fountain. He stopped drinking when he saw them. Where have you been?" Sefa said. "How come you didn't play rugby today?"
"I've
just been to Mrs. Beckham's office," Henry said. "I told her that you stole my logo," I said. For once, Sefa didn't have anything to say. Henry left him there. And after a moment, Henry turned back and yelled, "Relax, Sefa, just kidding."